Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello and welcome to the Red Men TV. It is the instant match reaction after Liverpool put two goals past Porto in the first leg of the Champions League quarterfinal. I am joined by the man, the legend, the myth, no other than James Redman for this one. James, what did you make of that game there?
Absolutely amazing. We went in there, we were aggressive, we were good, we passed the ball well, we got into their box, especially in the first half. We were really a threat on the attack. Offensively, we were brilliant. Salah, I actually thought, had a good game. I understand he missed chances, but certainly in terms of how his performance has been recently, this has been one of the most positive, and if he keeps performing like that, the goals will start to come.
Let's continue to talk about Mo Salah, because I agree with you. I thought he had a really good game, to be honest with you. I thought he ripped their left back to shreds. He was pulling their left centre half all over the place. Him and Henderson were doubling up on him on the left back and just killing him. They played such a high line, didn't they, James? Yeah. Mo Salah looked like he had a spring in his step today, looked like he's taken confidence from that goal the other day, and he's moved on, and it looks like it's Mo Salah from what we've seen in the past. And listen, I think, you know, for a tilt of both the Champions League and the Premier League, we need this type of Mo Salah in our side.
100%. I mean, if you see him last season, he was crucial to where we finished in the top four, do you know what I mean? It's vital that he's on form for the end of the season. We need goals, we need to get points, we need to score goals in the Champions League to outscore other teams, and just go for it, man. Go for these two trophies. We need Mohamed Salah in these two games. Absolutely. Top form.
The other lad I mentioned there, James, was Jordan Henderson. Now, for me, and I don't know whether you agree, I thought he looked great in that box of
control. I agree with you 100%. And you know what, I think he's really confident from that Southampton game. I really well and truly do think that. And
well, they changed the game. Him and Milner changed the game, and he was there 100%. with his fingers behind his ears saying, I've heard all you're saying, 100%. But I'm better than that, and we needed him to be tonight.
Exactly. Do you know what, and the one thing I love is that, do you know what, yes, he doesn't put in 9 out of 10 performances every week, which, listen, is fine. But one thing captain needs to do is grab his own team by the balls and say, right, let's go, let's do this. And that's what he's doing. He's giving his best performances that he can, and that's all I can ask from my captain, do you know what I mean?
I love the way that he was from the off, 3 minutes into the game, something like that. What we saw was Jordan Henderson go beyond the line, go past Mo Salah, go past Roberto
Firmino. Which is something that he's been criticised for massively.
He's been playing a team game for so long now. We know that he can play that number six role, and he's good at it.
Yeah.
But I think we've got someone a little bit better now in Firmino. But what we've forgotten, I think, as a fan base, is that Jordan wasn't that before Jürgen put in him that number six role. He can play that number eight role. Yeah. He looked great in that role. He was getting into the box. That ball for Trent Alexander-Arnold for Bobby Firmino's goal, slides rule inside the fullback. He doesn't know where it is. Trent runs straight onto it. First time, Bobby, no luck goal, and
there
it's that
go.
Simple.
Yep, and that's what you need. Do you know what I mean? You need those classy goals in your team. You need that class. That they're the goals that will get you points. They're the goals that will get you through. That's what we need at the dead end of the season, in my opinion.
And then you look at that one. I know it was, I think it was disallowed for offside. Now, the fella next to me went and had a little rest inside and watched on the telly for the first 5 minutes of the first half. If you're watching, I saw you noted, because you came back and told me that he was onside, and I think you were wearing red tinted glasses. But anyway, I hope that it was.
He
that
was moody.
Ball again for Mane, apologies, the one that was disallowed. That was Jordan Henderson again. It was another great whipped in ball, I think it was Jordan Henderson anyway. And listen, you know, I understand that Virgil van Dijk controls the team at the back, but Jordan's there pointing, telling people where they need to go, how they're supposed to be, and he's such a captain as well, isn't he?
Yeah.
It was another few of the players that sort of caught your eye tonight, James.
Do you know, well, Firmino, obviously, with the goal as well. You know, there was just there was quite. I thought everyone's on a solid performance. You know what I mean? I think it was sound from everyone. Standout performers though. Do you know what? I thought Keita had a brilliant game today. I really did enjoy his performance. And again, I think he's someone who's got a bit more confidence from, you know, starting against Southampton, getting a goal as well. I think it's important that these players are coming in, and you know, a lot of people have criticised Keita as well, but you know what, he's got given his chance and he's taken it, and I'm not saying, I've just said it, loads of other Liverpool fans as well, he needs to adapt, he just needs to get used to this team, and I think we could have a great midfielder next season. I really, really
absolutely
do.
Yeah, I mean, we spent a lot of money on him. I love him going forward. I'm not 100% sold on him coming back at the moment. I think there's a few times where he maybe pulled out of the challenge. Maybe, I say a few, I can remember one where he maybe pulled out of a challenge, but going forward, when he's got the ball at his feet and he's driving on a player, this lad looks different class, and he's one of those guys who can create a little bit of space by driving at a man, beating a man, and then all of a sudden Liverpool do what they do and they pressure teams and they constantly make teams make a mistake because they get the bodies forward. Van Dijk pushes that defensive line right into their half, and then all of a sudden they don't know where to go, and you're looking around and you're like, fuck, how are they doing this? And that's that constant pressure, and Naby Keita is a reason for that.
100%. Well, that's the thing that we need to do as a team. We need to be aggressive, and players like Naby Keita and Virgil van Dijk, they bring that to the team. But that's the most important thing, being aggressive, making teams absolutely poo themselves when they come and face us. It's so important that we do that for every game for the rest of the season. 100%.
What did you make of James Milner playing left back? Obviously we were a little bit concerned, weren't we, about Andy Robertson. We thought, I think a lot of people thought, that James Milner would come in rather than Alberto Moreno.
Yep.
But he come in, and was he solid for you?
Again, sound performance, solid. You know,
You're getting with him, don't you?
Exactly. You said it on the Umbu show. You know, you're guaranteed a 7, 8 out of 10 from James Milner every game. You know you're not going to get a terrible performance. You know you're not going to get a world-class performance. You might do, but it's not as often. But you know he's going to do his job. He's going to get you over the line, and that's exactly what he's done tonight. He's done his job.
Yeah,
that's all
I
can ask.
The defence on the whole was good. Alisson made a great save first half, didn't he? And then another one that got... What the fucking VAR, man. What is that about, James?
Honestly, Chris, it just needs... You need to, when you come up with a big decision like VAR and you want to implement these rules and regulations into the game, you've got to know how to use it properly. That's the one thing. You know, you're watching a telly. Do you know what I mean? Just make sure you're doing your job. Like, that's all I'm asking. Don't let the game drag on too long. Don't be stopping the game for stupid decisions. And make sure when you do, it's the right one. I just don't get it, me, sometimes, to be honest with you.
To be honest with you, that referee was doing me head in tonight. There were so many times where we were given fouls and it didn't look to be a foul. There were so many times it was gone the other way. Mo Salah was fouled and it didn't. That referee, to me, looked like a guy who irons his handkerchiefs. Do you know what I mean? Just an absolute fucking wet lettuce of a job worth of a man.
Yeah, you know what, couldn't agree more. 10 out of 10. Brilliant.
Other, like, going into the second leg, we've obviously got a 2-goal lead now. Liverpool, generally speaking, don't concede more than 2 goals in a game of footy nowadays, which is fantastic.
That's actually good.
What are you thinking at this Porto side? Because they looked dangerous at times, especially second half. They came out, they looked up for the fight, and the Porto fans were good as well.
Yeah, well, I thought their good performance, don't get me wrong, they did play well, but I thought it was more also because we put our foot off the gas a little bit, and you know, we were a lot more slower in the second half. Also, you had to see their performance in the second, they were really defensive because they just didn't want to concede any more goals. Whereas when it comes to the second leg, they're going to be forced to attack us. They're going to be forced to come into our half. And usually that's when Liverpool can be very dangerous, which can cause teams so many problems.
No, I agree with that. And I'd not really considered it from that regard, but you're absolutely spot on there. What did you make of the atmosphere tonight in Anfield? Because I thought it was brilliant. I don't know, where were you?
Main stand's up there.
So I was Annie Road lower, and it's the first time I've been there since Dortmund in the Europa League run, and it was absolutely brilliant.
Well,
I
was in the freezing cold skies, and I could hear the whole stadium as if I was right there. It was brilliant, and fair play to the Porto fans, man. I thought they were brilliant as well.
They don't stop, mate. Exactly. They didn't last year when we went to Porto. We twatted them
5-0,
and they kept on going the whole game long, and they'll be up for the fight again, and they'll got a point to prove. They don't want to be embarrassed by Liverpool, and I thought they did that second half. I thought they defended really well, like you said, and he made it difficult. But key point, I think, that we need to talk about, James, Liverpool made a substitution and we took off Sadio Mane for Divock Origi and we took off Roberto Firmino for Daniel Sturridge.
Yep.
That told you, I think, that Jürgen was starting to think about Chelsea in the middle of a Champions League quarter final.
And he kind of has to as well. He absolutely has to. And you know what? I'm happy he has got one eye on this game and one eye on the next. He understands how important Chelsea is, and he knows the consequences that will be if we drop points in that game. So he's just doing what he can. I thought he was spot on with the lineup tonight. I think now we're going into the Chelsea game very confident. We won. We also got to rest one or two players, which is perfect. And we're looking in good stead for the Chelsea game. Absolutely.
That's it. I mean, hopefully those extra few minutes in Sadio Mane and Roberto Firmino's legs will help. As I mentioned earlier on, I thought that, you know, Salah looked fit and fresh and firing today and really up for it. So he looks like he's got minutes in his legs to give in this fight for the Championship and the Champions League. One other guy who was a little bit of a sort of a collective groan around Anfield before the game started because he got a start, Dejan Lovren. I thought he was sound tonight, James.
Yeah, solid performance. And when he got put in the team, I actually weren't devastated. I was actually happy to see him play. I think he's a very good centre back. I think under Klopp he's improved massively than what he was like under Rodgers. And even his early days on the club, you can just see his development since. I'm happy to play him in games like this. I'm happy we've got him as a backup centre-back. He's a great option to have. And you know what? More solid performances like that, please. You know,
and again, you never know, do you, if you're going to need a guy between now and the end of the season. Having another 90 minutes in Dejan Lovren's legs is probably a good thing. Matip's played a lot of football consistently for a couple of months now. It's not something he's done in a red shirt very often. So to get 90 minutes in Lovren's leg, you might actually see Lovren start in the next Porto game. Yeah. Matip might come back in for the Chelsea game.
Definitely.
But I love the fact that Jürgen's managing this squad to go far and obviously challenging both the Champions League and the Premier League. That's what he's got to do. You said he's got one eye on this game, he's got one eye on the next game. Couldn't have said it better. Listen, that has been our instant match reaction from outside Anfield after Liverpool beat Porto in the first leg of the quarter final of the Champions League
by two nil goals.
Don't forget to like the video, subscribe to the Red Men TV on YouTube. James, thanks for fucking joining me, and we'll see you next time. Ta-ra.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.